I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Democrat J.B. Pritzker and Republican Governor Bruce Rauner pumped millions into their primary campaigns. Their return on investment shows just how costly this race will be. Pritzker raised $124 per vote, easily ahead of his closest rivals. Rauner had an even greater advantage, raising $215 per vote. Rauner's challenger, Jeannie Ives, nearly won the GOP primary despite a huge difference in money. She raised just $12 per vote. Colin Williams of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform says the huge amount of cash raised by the winners makes it difficult for those who aren't independently wealthy to run.
When you don't have money and your opponent is able to spend $70 million against you, crushing your name recognition, crushing your reputation before you even have a chance to make a name for yourself independently. So it is a huge barrier.
Most predict this gubernatorial race will be the most expensive in U.S. history. Meanwhile, Governor Rauner was in full attack mode the day after he narrowly avoided a primary defeat. Guy Stevens has more.
Governor Rauner made several stops across Illinois, visiting businesses and giving stump speeches. In Rockford, Rauner did talk about the things he wants to do, like cutting the state income tax and enacting term limits. Mostly, though, he cast his campaign in terms of a crusade, tying Democratic opponent J.B. Pritzker together with Rauner's nemesis, Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan.
Because this election really isn't about liberals versus conservatives or Democrats versus Republicans. This is about the people against a corrupt machine, and we're going to unite the people and win.
Rauner also said it was imperative for people to vote not just for him, but for state lawmakers who would support the change he seeks. I'm Guy Stevens.
Former Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy announced plans to run for mayor. He'll challenge the man who fired him after the release of dashcam video showing a white police officer fatally shooting a black teenager. McCarthy's announcement pits him against Rahm Emanuel in the February 2019 election. Emanuel fired McCarthy in 2015 as an effort to restore public confidence in the police force and his administration. That was just days after the court-ordered release of video showing Officer Jason Van Dyke shooting Laquan McDonald 16 times. And a northern Illinois man accused of pulling off a Muslim woman's headscarf accepted a plea deal requiring him to serve 2 years of court supervision. Michael Dickey of DeKalb was originally charged with 2 counts of a hate crime. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. With the primary election now over, eyes are set on the general this November, and WSIU's Colin Dorsey reports on some challenges that could arise between now and then.
Governor Bruce Rauner won the Republican nomination for Illinois governor. However, he could face a tough road ahead, says host of Public Media's Illinois Lawmakers, Jack Titchener.
There's a very real danger that the president's unpopularity will drag down a lot of the rest of the ticket. And there's a real concern out there that a lot of Republicans may just stay home.
Of Illinois' nearly 2 million votes submitted, Democratic ballots made up for 1.2 million of those votes. I'm Colin Dorsey.
A Caro man is sentenced in federal court for his role in the attempted 2014 armed robbery of the First National Bank in Caro and for other related crimes. The U.S. attorney says 35-year-old Otha Don Watkins III admitted he assisted James Watts in the planning of the robbery, drove Watts to the bank on May 15, 2014, and then served as a lookout while communicating with Watts on a handheld radio. After failing to get any money, Watts killed longtime bank employees Anita Grace and Anita Jo Smith and seriously injured a third employee. Watts was sentenced last year to life in prison plus 10 years. Watkins' 23-year sentence will be served consecutively to an almost 13-year federal sentence he was already serving for another robbery. I'm Jennifer Fuller.